One variable star that you can see this month is R Leonis. Leonis, that means it's in the constellation Leo the Lion. Although you can find Leo pretty easily if you know what to look for, you'll need binoculars to see this variable star. To find Leo, look for a backwards question mark in the stars. At the bottom of the question mark, you'll find the bright star Regulus, the heart of the Lion constellation. With your binoculars, look 5 degrees, or about one binocular field view, west of Regulus to find R Leonis. It's a scarlet-colored star, and it forms a small triangle with two yellow stars that are nearby. R Leonis appears red because it's a red giant star, which means it's large, red, and near the end of its life. And remember, since it's a variable star, it appears to change its brightness over time. Although there are many variable stars in the sky, R Leonis was the first variable star found within Leo. At its dimmest, it may be difficult to see it in binoculars. In that case, just look for the star that isn't there, or look for the star that is missing from the typical star pattern. Of course the star is still there, we just can't see it. Its brightness changes by a factor of 250 over a period of about 310 days. This makes it a long period variable star. When it was discovered by J.A. Koch of Danzig in 1782, it was only the fourth long period variable star known. Because of the star's low surface gravity, the outer atmosphere of R Leonis is loosely bound, and it forms a shell around the stellar core. Perhaps pulsations within the star's core send shockwaves through this shell, causing the star to vary in brightness. A similar fate may await our Sun, but not for another 5 billion years or so, when our Sun is near the end of its life. To help you explore R Leonis, the constellation Leo, and the rest of the night sky, try using a star chart or an app on your phone, or you can use our special handout. This variable star episode is brought to you by Ball State University, the International Planetarium Society, and the American Association of Variable Star Observers, an international consortium of amateur and professional astronomers. For more information on variable stars and how to observe them, check out their website at aavso.org.